Okay.
We'll get our meeting started to stand in place, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srilak.
Here.
The public participation.
About the Dollar General, I know you approved it, so as far as that goes, there's not much that I want to say. We do feel this had been handled deceitfully. Things were decided last year. Residents were not ever notified, and, you know, that would have been the kind thing to do, to tell us what was going to happen. We are still worried about the potential for flooding. We're still worried about the loss of property values, the lights that are going to be on into the evenings. No amount of landscaping is going to cover that up. There's going to be traffic, trucks unloaded, noise, disruption to the whole neighborhood. We just want you to keep that in mind. I know the plans are going forward, but we just wanted you to know that this is not acceptable to the residents of that neighborhood and no way to treat the taxpayers. Thank you.
I know several of you have talked about property values.
Mm-hmm.
I did get my real estate license. If it was going to be a slaughterhouse, yeah, it would devaluate your property. But a grocery store is not going to devaluate your property. And as far as your water issues, there's a lot of problems in your own backyards that you need to take care of. It's not coming off of that field. So, and you've been notified when the variance come up for the parking spaces. That's when everybody was notified, and that was all that was required for that permit.
I just feel that when this was being thought about, that we should have at least been notified, given some advance warning. You know, we've done a lot to mitigate the flooding to our own homes. Like, I know we've added a lot of landscaping and 25 loads of dirt to our yard. There is an issue there.
I understand. And then, you know, with the first planning commission, everybody wanted to work together. And Dollar General did move the entrance off of North Street.
That's true.
And I thought that was a plus for everybody in the neighborhood. So they are working together with you.
Right. That is a plus. There were still trucks there blocking driveways. And it doesn't block our driveway, but it blocks the people on North Street.
Well, it's a street. It's a public street.
Well, but the residents have a right to be able to get out of their driveways.
Well, if they got a driveway off of that street, yeah. But if they don't have a driveway, then everybody can use the street.
Well, that's true.
Most of them just came in to unload equipment and then left. And you're talking about the first project when the project got started. But we're trying to address everything as we go along. And I think we have, according to our planning commission and all the board meetings and stuff, We've done everything that we've been obligated to do as a city in that respect.
Well, okay. I mean, I beg to differ as a resident of that neighborhood, but.
Okay. Thank you.
Could we address, this is like second or third time we've been told that we have approved Dollar General, which went ahead and let you do that. We have not. We approved a change in bringing property that was out of the city limits into the city limits. We've also made a change in making a small subdivision deal, but the Planning Commission is the one that finally approves the Dollar General. Everybody knows that that's what wants to go there. But the bottom line is we have not approved any plan. We've got plans here that shows what they want to build, but this city council has not approved any plan completely on anything to be built on that project yet. We've been accused of that, and we've been saying that, oh, you guys have been behind our backs, and we've only done what we do as a city council. Then we send it over to the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission is going to take and make a final determination and give a final permit. And we have not done that. And I'm personally tired of hearing that I've done this and I've went behind. No, we put in the paper that we were going to take and rezone that. We let it set on file for 30 days. Anybody that wanted to come up here and talk about it could have. But no one came up. We didn't have one person that even said one thing about it. And that's what we do. Then we send it on to this Planning Commission that sits there, and then they give final plat, final approval. We have done none of that. And we've been accused of that at least 3 times. And I have not. I don't have that power. So where is this coming from? I have not tried to go behind anybody's back. I never do that. I don't do that in my own personal life or anybody in my family. Why would I do that to citizens of Clinton? I go through the proper channels, I do what I'm supposed to do, and that's all I'm doing. And I don't get this.
It was rezoned for the purpose of a Dollar General.
We didn't know even what was going there to begin with. People can come, and then, okay, another one. We have been accused of going and promoting an area. We don't do that either. We show people the sites that are available in Clinton to build on. If a person wants to build on across the street in the empty lot, or if they want to go out here on County Highway 1 and build, they select and decide where they want to build that. We don't get that determination. We show them the areas that are available. We take them around the entire city, and from what I gather, this gentleman, that is a spot he wanted. The person from Dollar General, and like I say, we get this secondhand too, but that was the spot that he wanted. He didn't want to look at any others, and he had 2 spots that he looked at. One wasn't available, and he took the one that he wanted. We didn't force him. We didn't break his fingers.
Thanks, John. Just a point of clarification, when this property was annexed into the city, it went from a county designation to a more appropriate designation. So I believe it was RD1 previous when it was in the county, was annexed in. We took a comparable annexation. If you looked at properties that are up against that particular road, they share, many of them share the same designation in regards to zoning. So to say that it was rezoned is not accurate. When it was annexed in, it was zoned an appropriate level for that.
Kendra? I guess I just have some follow-up after all of that. You said that you have your real estate license, and I've had the house appraised twice since I started coming to the meetings and things like that. And what you may call a landslide of downfall or whatever on losing property value, I stand to lose $40,000 on my home once this is built. I've had one real estate agent tell me that, and I had our bank tell me that, who has our house payment through. So that is my big, that's a lot of money. That's not just a little pocket change to me.
They give you that in writing?
I can get it in writing if you would like.
I mean, I can say anything just off the top of your head, what value is on. But, you know, you've got to have substantial writing.
Well, I can bring it to you in writing if you would like.
But that grocery store does not devaluate your property. Your front yard does.
They're building it less than 100 feet from my home in a residential community. So I don't know. I'm going to take the word over my financial advisor on that one. Sorry. But I mean, that is my concern on that. I know what my house has been appraised at. And then the minute that that's built, I know what it can go on the market for. And it's a substantial difference.
Well, prices vary from month to month, year to year.
I understand that too. I mean, it may not be the same, you know, when we market. So, but you had mentioned in the last meeting that there were 17 ordinances that Dollar General had met. And I'm going to give you 17 reasons of the most common problems that Dollar General creates. They threaten the businesses participating, or particularly the grocery stores. They create and exasperate food deserts. They target low-income neighborhoods. They create fewer jobs and pay lower wages. They have poor labor practices, pressure supplies to give them exclusive discounts, extract wealth from the community, reduce tax revenues from local governments. They erode community identity. They have lax security and thin staffing. They exasperate traffic congestion and safety problems, are often cited for serious safety violations, provide poor value to customers, use illegal or restrictive business practices. They can create or exasperate stormwater runoff problems, develop and destroy natural resources, and the buildings are purpose-built and challenge to reuse. So just kind of keep that in mind if all of this and everything goes through. And then back onto when you said that they moved the entrance, there is something in the codes that states that a business cannot come off of a residential road. So it never really even should have been planned that way. So but I kind of feel like by them moving the entrance, that's really not a huge favor for us. I mean, it never should have been put on a residential street in the first place. So, and then when I got things from the city, I'm still very concerned over this spot zoning. I'm sure you guys know what that is. So if all of this was in talks and the property was looked at, I know the plans that I had gotten from the city itself, when I filled out the FOIA paperwork, the plan date that I have is for September. And then the planning committee said that it was rezoned in December. So I'm like, was it zoned to meet this purpose? Because I don't know. Everything that I've Googled states that that's illegal to do. So I'm not sure what's going on there either. So I'm glad that you guys are actually talking back and answering some questions and stuff. And I still don't want it there, but I'm glad that communication's open. But I really just don't want it in the neighborhood. I really, really don't.
Do you have
I do not, no.
You cook and sell stuff out of the home?
I bake for friends and family.
Do you sell out of the home?
I don't sell from my home. I ask for donations.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
Do you know where a cottage permit is?
I work under cottage laws, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got those posted. I have my food sanitation license, and I renew it every year. So, but it's not going to be there now just because I foresaw this coming. I've already stopped my business. Not business, but I've already stopped. It's been announced.
Because
I saw that coming.
Seth? Seth
Rennington, reside in Clinton. Last meeting I asked about a street, Jemima Lane, and said it's not a street. I've got to run around for years on it. August, September, Commissioner Buchanan stated in a meeting, it's in the attorney's hands. We have an attorney, city attorney, the city does. He doesn't represent me. He represents this city. He represents you. So if Myers was the attorney and he was working on something, he would have passed it along to the current city attorney that we have now. What's going to be done? Or anything?
You know, the one time we talked to one of your part of Jemima, what is it, Jemima Land?
If they're not going to do anything with it.
We're going to do something with it. He's still working on it.
Oh, no. I mean, look at when I spoke to you.
Yes, you did.
About this, but there is the option of vacating. Now, since we've spoken, I have been told by several other people that it was never a road. That at one point gravel was put down there, that either you or your family put down gravel for accessibility. There was at some point that the way the parcels were facing or had changed at some point, either east, west, north, south, that nature. Regardless, finally sat down with city clerk, and from what looks like to me on the map, even though there might have never have been a road, and at one point there had been gravel on there, it still looks as though to me that there is a section that clearly states that it's city property. That if you were to look, what if a facility of a road? Maybe a road was never put on there. That was way before me. Additional conversations I had with the city, because the last time we spoke here in the city council, I had spoken with some commissioners about it, and then I did some additional research over the course of these last 2 weeks. To me, that for the conclusion I come to, that there was never a road on there.
Okay. With that being said, stuff you said is correct.
Mm-hmm.
I have two letters that I obtained from people that lived on those properties. One of them was born in 1940. The other one was born in 47. I don't know if any of you was born in 40. Now, I will tell you this. I've hauled wheelbarrows, asphalt from there as a young man. Took it out in the country, exposed of it. You can go down there presently. Hold on. You can go down there presently from Sherman Street to that alley. It's in the same condition. Asphalt's all busted up. When it flakes up, instead of hitting it with a car, what do you do? Throw it in the back of the truck, get rid of it. So, are you saying that whole stretch was never a road? I have letters that says it was.
To the alley it was, but nothing past the alley.
Okay.
And you even posted, I don't know how many times on Facebook, that your family has maintained mowing that for years.
30 years at least. Yeah.
Be that as it may, regardless of whether or not a road was ever on there, might not exactly be relevant for our discussion today. We could probably point who's right, who's wrong. But I think there might be an appetite from the city to, if we're not going to put a road on there, just to vacate it, and then you can do what you will.
I was told I can't park there. You were told
well,
that, Kenny?
No.
You said
well,
they vacated it.
You
may have to
will, sir. What you will is in regards to whether or not you want to put a road on there, gravel road, to have access to that back park, the back property. If you still want to park vehicles all wherever, there are still ordinances in place.
Absolutely.
You know, in regards to whether or not you can just have vehicles strung about over the course of your lawn, which you can. So those are still in effect, regardless of whether or not it's city property. So the idea being that the city would vacate it, if you want to, there's a house back there, you could put, you know, a road that goes back there, the person would have an easement of necessity in case you ever sell that property. But I think that's the appetite of the city, from what I've gathered. Mm-hmm. So
with that being said, mm-hmm. you're talking about closing it. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
Vacating it.
Yeah.
Correct terminology.
Yes.
So whether you vacate a street or an alley, there's a proper procedure for that, isn't there?
Yes, yeah, correct. There, we have to fix the public hearing
yeah.
for it.
Post a sign on the property 15 days.
Well, not a sign. There has to be, it's within the paper within 15 days.
Advertise it.
Yeah.
And then have a public hearing.
Right. In which case, the reason why you do that by statute is you afford the members of the public who would like to come in and speak their mind as to whether or not it should be vacated. For example, if people are utilizing that road, you know, to get to and fro, to go through main access, and they're going to lose that, they can come in and state, you should not vacate this road for such and such reason, you need that road. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, that would...
Good example. 2 weeks ago, a neighbor that at the end of that had a sewer problem. Panel out, back the trailer right in there, unloaded a skid steer. Say somebody puts a fence there. What do you do then? Thing? You set that machine over the house in there?
Well, I presume that there's never been a road out there again and it's vacated.
are we talking about Jemima Lane or are we just...
It was originally Jemima Road.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask a question because I'm getting confused here. From Sherman Street,
mm-hmm.
It comes off and goes, and it actually, Jemima Lane, goes to the alley that used to run by Warner's house. So north and south, that, mm-hmm. that's the alley that run by Warner's
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you talking like we're going to shut off Jemima Lane from Sherman?
No.
To the, we're not, are we?
No.
All we're talking about is the access that he built so Forrest could build his house when he came back from out west.
Right? That, no, that was a street. Forrest built that house in 1970.
Yeah, because I knew he came back
and he never left.
But
built that house.
At that time, I never remember that being an actual road. It was just a lane that went back to that house. It was gravel lane. And I know that your grandpa used to get gravel and he'd put gravel in there to make sure he had a place to park. And it was never a deeded road at any given time that I can recall.
Okay. I will produce the two letters from the family.
Mm-hmm.
That state. If you don't believe
me. Oh, no, I know what I'm saying.
Clearly, you can go in there and look at that map, and that map shows that that's a street. It's always been a street.
Right, but okay. Let's just say argumentatively.
How many alleys in town have they failed to maintain?
Let's just say argumentatively, everything you're saying is correct. They would still move to vacate it, and then it would be vacated.
At least
we're getting
somewhere.
The only thing you're proving would be that you're right, those once a street. I think we're getting lost in the weeds as to whether or not there was ever a street on there. The city is looking to vacate it. So regardless of whatever condition it was previously, they're looking to vacate it. And if you were to sell any parcel back there, I presume within your real estate sale, you would build in easements of necessity so that people can access that. That's just me though. So.
Do you realize that in 2 minutes, we've had more conversation than I've got out of this municipality on this issue in 3 years since I've obtained it? What's the problem with getting answers? Has there been a change? The other thing is, you said you was going to get the answer from me. A couple meetings ago, I asked, when they build a structure next to your property, within so many feet, aren't you supposed to be notified as a landowner?
I don't recollect making that promise, but...
You said, I'll get back to you. I was sitting in the crowd and I asked. What was it, 250 feet? You said, I'll have to get back with you on that. So if there's any kind of...
I don't recollect that, but
I'll,
sure.
I'll listen to the minutes of meeting right. And produce it for you.
I mean, I don't recollect it. Doesn't mean that's some
okay. So, so if you have a piece of property and they build a commercial piece of property that goes above and beyond how it's zoned, don't they have to notify you?
Brennington, I hate to sound like a broken record right now, but I do not recollect having this conversation with you, Pat, in the past, but I'm going to have to get back.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Oh, good evening. Jeff Bowling, also resident of Clinton. I've been to many... city council meetings, obviously way before the election, and obviously this is my first one since, and I thought, as I've discussed with some of you individually, the way Seth has treated you guys in the past, It's like he treats all you like as if he's as if you guys are on the witness stand under cross examination, you know, just being nothing but a bully. And the way as the election showed, you know, that was just one of the main things, you know, contributing to his defeat, you know, and not winning one precinct. I mean, we've seen that this in other elections, including Trump in 2020, in terms of his behavior costing him. That said, I think it's, you know, time you guys try to stand up for yourself and not get pushed around and be bullied. You know, all you work hard, great people, do the best you can. And it just, it's over now, you know. And I can't tell you how many times, especially before the election, you know, when I'd be up here in the past, hearing many of the same issues. And it's like, oh, come on. You know, if he wants to be that way and run in the, you know, it's going to hurt him again. And all I say is be my guest.
Thanks, Jim. The motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, April 18th.
I'll make that motion.
Discussion. Call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes. Have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General administration, $56,497.56. Economic development, $292.71. Police, $15,215.37. Fire, $26,622.81. Street, $7,400.90. Parks, $1,804.38. Public health and safety, $511.88. Police and fire commission, $185. Liability insurance, $525. Garbage, $34.80. Cemetery, $234.25. Water operations, $43,522.86. Sewer operations, $3,411.11. EPA water project loan payment, $180,580.44. Water deposits, $207.90. Clinton Sanitary District, $43,131.58. Warner Hospital and Health Services operating account, $553,745.81.
Thank you.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
Second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes. And we're down to reappointments to the city officials.
Motion to reappoint John Hoblett, city attorney, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Cheryl Van Bailey, city clerk, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Discussion? You still want it, right?
Yes, please.
Okay,
I'm going to
ask anybody
that
question.
Call the roll, please. Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Strelick.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion to reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter, city treasurer, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make the motion.
Second. Discussion? You still want it too?
He can't answer you.
He can't talk. Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Tom Edmonds, budget officer, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Discussion.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Steve Law, Public Works Director, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Discussion. Call the vote.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Lloyd Francis, Assistant Public Works Director, for a period of 1 year.
Make that motion.
Awesome. Any discussion? Call the vote.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. Next is appointments to the City Planning Commission.
Motion to appoint Jim Brady to the Clinton Planning Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2025.
Make that motion.
Second that.
Any discussion? Call the vote.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes.
Motion to appoint Chris Spieldinner to the Clinton Planning Commission, said term to expire May 1st, 2026.
Make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Strelick?
Yes. The reports. Streets and public improvement.
All I've got is we've got the summer cleanup finalized with the GFL. It's going to be the months of June and July. It's only going to be one Saturday this year. That's going to be on Saturday, July the 8th from 6 to 2 on Saturday. And then during the week, it's on Bowers Bar from down here at, from 6 to 3. So Cheryl's ready. She's got the voucher. So we'll start coming up and getting those one per household.
Okay, thank you. Department of Public Property.
I have a few things. The guys are out, and as you've seen all around town, the guys are digging and putting in the fiber optic, and it's running them ragged. I mean, it's one of those deals where they have so many locates, and we were shorthanded. We do have our young man was back as of Monday. He had been gone for a while, so now we're back kind of in full staff. We've got a part-time that's helping kind of do the mowing and the odd stuff around the plant so we can take and keep the guys out. But we've got to take a look at, I've talked to Steve and Lloyd and Kenny and John about trying to come up with something that's got a little more of a contract. It's got a little more teeth in it so we can take and keep ahead of these guys. And that way they're not going to be sitting here saying, well, we want four blocks all located and they need it within 2 days. That's ridiculous. That's hard to do. And we're really running into a bind with it. We've got two more companies just waiting to come in here and start in right ahead as soon as they can. They want to be here. They'd have been here already, I think, if you'd let them. We can't keep up with that. And we've talked to John a little bit. Got Steve and Roy is going to be getting with him to talk about setting up some kind of a contract so we can take and set some more parameters so we can keep this in a little more manageable position of how we can do this and not get them upset and that not overwork our guys. We can't keep up. So we got to do something to try to work on that. We've also just talked to Kenny a little bit about when they're going to have to open up the roads. They haven't been doing a whole lot of cutting into the roads yet, but we have to get something on the books that's going to cover us on putting the roads back, making sure they're back in the condition that they started with. In the past, we've always take a $500 deposit, and if it doesn't get back, we have to go out and fix it. We don't have the manpower, guys. It's not going to work. And if they're going to start in doing this quickly, we've got to get the city's attorney on the ball on that and getting things set into place that we can protect our citizens, protect how fast and how soon we can do these things, and just protect when we get it put back to where it's supposed to be.
Because what I've seen right now, some of the places they have gone in, they haven't fixed it back to where it was before.
And so we've got to figure out a way to make that have some teeth that we can fix that. And I'm sure John can do that. We just got to get some contracts, get the guys all together, sit down and figure out how we can do that. And that way we can cover our bases with everything that's going on with it. So we just got to work on that. I know I throw enough on him all the time. I'm throwing something at him about every week. I'm throwing something else at him. But anyway, that's and normal right now is not normal, but they just got so much on their plates. It's like everybody. They're busy with everything, and it's not normal. So we're trying to get everything covered and doing the best they can, but there's going to be a point where they're going to push so hard that we're not going to be able to get to it, and then I don't know. We got to have something that's going to protect us. And that's where we're at, okay? Another piece, the Airbnbs, we've talked about it, but we haven't went any farther. We're getting people on the Planning Commission, so now we can, you know, start looking at that. But we need, there's some people that are really interested and are doing it. They want to be able to move forward. We need to get it on the books and get it taken care of so we can take and cover it if we're going to. I, for one, think shouldn't be a big deal. I'd like to see us be able to move forward with it and let people, if they own them and they want to do that, I'd like to see them be able to do it. But we got to follow the procedures and the rules. And until we get these things in place and can get that done, then that's what we need to work on. So I'd like to see us get something and move forward with that. John's going to bring up some stuff here about our search for a new zoning official. He's got some things that's going to come, and I'll let him discuss that in a minute. But anyway, we need to do that. You're getting a lot of answers tonight, Seth, and I've got another one. You asked me a couple of meetings ago. I had a chance to go, and I helped with a water leak. And I said it, you know, that I went and helped him. And I would never in a million years hurt the guys that work for me. I would never do that, and I would never take any money out of their pocket. I know what the union rules are, and I know how that works. And if there is a time when somebody's not here, they're sick, somebody's hurt, it's always nice that I can go and do that. And it's just a personal thing with me. I'm getting older, and I've done things all my life, and it's harder for me to just step away and quit doing things. Retiring sucks. I'm going to be just point blank honest. It's not what it's all built up to be. If anybody likes that, I don't know why. But I do go out and help, but I've never taken a penny out of any of our employees' pocket. They would be right there. I get in there and help them, but I would never, ever take anything away from that. And I know better than that to do that with the union and stuff, and I would never do that. And I just didn't want anybody thinking that I would.
I never said.
I know that. But I just wanted to clarify
that. Being compensated for your time.
And I never get paid for anything that I do.
Where I was going with that was I was talking about the trench boxes.
Yeah.
You know, where I was going with that is not only is there men in there, but yourself was in there.
Yeah.
Now.
And we do have one, and it's a portable that we can take apart. And when it's over 5 feet deep, if it's 5 feet or more, we do use it. And it is right there. We have it right down at the street department, and we have used it in the past. But our mains usually are only 4 feet or a little less. We can get in there, we fix it, we just get in, get it done. But if it's deeper, we do have a box, and we do it. And I'm glad you brought it up. We already had on the books to get training. We have to have that. When COVID came, it killed a lot of different things. And we usually had yearly training and different things, and we already had that set up even before you mentioned or asked. And there is training coming that's going to be doing all that kind of thing, enclosed space, all that. The guys are already working on that. They're already starting to do that. They can take them online, or they have a guy that's going to come down and actually do those. So you bring up a lot of good points, and even, you know, the questions you ask, but you bring up good points. And I'm not going to knock that. And sometimes we need to be asked those questions. You know, and so I appreciate it.
Argumentative,
no, and that was good. But I just wanted you to know that I would never, ever do something that I would hurt those guys or take any money out of their pocket. I just like doing it. I'm just that crazy type of person.
But that's not what I'm saying.
I just wanted you to understand that that's all it is. I appreciate it, and thanks for bringing up some of that other.
Thank you.
And that's all I got. I've been long-winded enough.
Time's up, John.
That time's up. Put the 5-minute timer on it.
Yeah.
You all remember the big gas leak we had since he was talking about the cable companies.
Sure.
We finally got a bill put together for all the costs, all the fire departments, everything that was involved, city workers and everything, and we have mailed it off. I'm not going to put the amount out there, but it's mailed off to Ameren to get it to the right people, and hopefully we get reimbursed for that. Naturally, area fire departments will get their little piece of what it is, but it'll all go back to the general fund. Okay, so that's being done. Ben, you got anything?
I don't have anything tonight.
Steven, you got anything? No. All I've got is the reappointments.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Motion to reappoint Steven Page, fire chief, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? You want it? I've asked everybody else. Make sure I'm asking you guys.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Danny Ballinger Jr., assistant fire chief, for a period of 1 year.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And you want it too. Okay. Any discussion? Call roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Abstain.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Motion to reappoint Cameron Wilford, sexton of the cemetery, for a period of 1 year.
I'd make that motion.
I'll second it. Any discussion?
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Good job.
Yeah.
That girl stepped up.
She's swamped.
Really doing a good job.
She was issued a full plate on it.
Yeah.
She.
Report from the Department of Accounts Finance.
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you, Tom. We have no unfinished business. We're going to place one item on file. It's the police contract. That ends our regular meeting. We're going to go into closed session.
Motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes and collective bargaining.
I make that motion.
Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.